The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Disgusting Universe, Music Review, Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
And it's weird that it's just about, like, it's like, not only, they made it ambiguous enough to where it's just like a song about supporting your brother.
Yeah.
Whoever that may be.
Yeah.
Right. But then they're like, no, it's about Vietnam. And you're like, oh, well, like how we should support, like not be in there killing them, supporting them instead. No, about troops supporting each other.
Yeah.
And about how. It's good. No, I don't know. It's just funny. It's a funny twist on that song. You're like, oh, okay, yeah. No, now I hear it, you know?
Oh, for sure.
You hear it, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's that scene from Forrest Gump or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So,
but yeah, we haven't been able to get the last old gold out of our heads.
Oh, it's old mom phone.
Fucking with our
fucking livelihoods over here.
Hey, I fucking wish.
Yeah, quit cursing it with your negative fucking
attitude.
No, you're not sorry. You don't quit making it negative.
All right.
Why am I turning
Bluetooth on? I'm in airplane mode. Ooh, did you hear that? It just went quiet right away. Yeah, all right.
No, the constant buzzing. I still sort of hear it. Sorry.
Good. It's always there.
Yeah.
Well, speaking here. Sorry.
I had a good lead in.
Oh,
I fucked you up.
I stepped on your toes. This is shit radio.
God damn.
This is shit radio. You had a good lead in for what we're doing, which is the.
It was just a lead in for something to talk about.
Yeah. Oh.
But, yeah, good lead into what we're doing, which is another episode of
Hit or Shit.
And that's where we pick some special new item from the musical inventory of the internet.
Yes.
And we listen to it upon headphones.
Yes.
And Spencer and I decide whether it is hit
or
shit.
Shite.
And then we will tell you what it is, and then you can streamline your existence going forward by avoiding or seeking out said piece of new music.
Right, exactly.
Does that seem remotely accurate?
Whoop, sorry.
What the hell is going
sorry
on?
Sorry about that.
You've rerouting mom phone into your fucking iPad there.
Craig, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I think I have one for... I have one that we could do, possibly.
Oh, you're just ready.
I'm just ready, and it's just serendipitous because it's just a text I just got. But I'm like, let's keep it with the IDTU aesthetic ideology, where it's just like flying by the pants.
Uh-oh.
So Patty just sent this to the group chat. He sent a thing. He said, Jer, this is the bad hyper-pop rap song I was talking about. Bro, this is infuriating. I wonder how long both of you could last watching this with people in the room. So it's not like it's...
Who's
like
Jer?
Jeremy.
Oh, Jeremy.
It's our group chat. Yeah.
Okay.
And I saw him like, oh, man, that would be fun to try to do, to try to watch it. And just it came out pretty recently. It came out the end of December.
Okay.
You know.
So try to listen to that.
Even though I guess the selling point on it, it seems like it's going to be obviously shit. So maybe that kind of does ruin.
Are they supposed to be only like a minute long?
It's a 2 minutes and 5 seconds. Mm. But it is something new, and then we might be able to confirm or deny. He could be wrong. What if Patty's wrong and this is actually some really cool stuff that's fun to watch?
I got an open mind. I think I've got an open enough mind that make it somewhat worthwhile.
Well, there's a video involved,
What's
too.
The name of the artist?
Sebi.
Sebi.
Yeah. So Sebi, which is S-E-B-I-I.
Okay.
And the song is called Boner.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah. So thought that would...
This is going to be something else, I think. Okay, well, I guess let's try it.
All right, Craig.
We're watching the video,
Okay. We're going to do it. And we could even comment on the video as it's
no,
happening.
No, let's just okay, not put the poor people through that. Okay, that's fine. We can talk about it afterwards.
Yeah, eat whatever I want. My life is like a buffet. Just shake it off. I know you had a rough day. Yeah, this is a new sound. I call it an update. I fix it with C sharp. You're still using duct tape. Lit like a stone. Yeah, lit like a match. They fly like a rover. Stretch like elastic. Target like a DOA. Target like it's practice. Practice like the NBA. Get it in the basket. Okay, boomer. I think you're a loser. Yeah. Not a real ruler. I feel like I'm Uzi Vert. This a Frank Mueller. I feel like I'm smoke perp. Cause I got a boner. I'm a motherfucking boner. Yeah. I'm a bust like a boner. Yeah. Going hard like a boner. Yeah. Standing tall like a boner. Lit like a stone. Yeah. Lit like a match. They fly like a rover. Stretch like elastic. Target like a POA. Target like it's practice. The NBA, get it in the basket. Whatever I want.
Oh, let's talk about the good stuff first.
Yeah,
you know, let's talk about
the
good stuff first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There were some good visual effects in the video.
Oh yeah.
Very cool. Very cool, like I don't know if it was stop motion or computer animation at times. Some of it was pretty clever.
Mm-hmm.
And not entirely annoying at all times as far as the visuals presentation of the
That's Hive Mind is the YouTube channel, and they're like one of these channels that also makes videos for people.
Okay,
they release their like lyrical lemonade.
So I think that was 40% pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is he the guy singing?
I think so. I don't know,
because it sounds not like what he looks like
right
at all. I mean, it sounds like the main character from Zelda is singing this.
Yeah,
or
totally.
Something. Or maybe the main character from Zelda's sister.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, it's kind of like this androgynous white girl,
like
maybe.
Kid.
Kid.
It sounds like a kid.
And then
singing.
He is an Indian man.
Yeah, like an Indian teen nerd, but like the kind of Indian that has spent his whole life in the basement in front of a computer and had like cystic acne kind of a thing.
I don't know. I mean, he's fine. I mean, he's fine. I mean, I guess he's if he does sing it, it's interesting if he's not the voice.
Right.
Right? If that's not Sebi in the video dancing around, because it doesn't look like it should be. Right?
Right.
I mean, like, he looks like he's got a deeper voice than that girl, teen girl, kid voice. It's either a teen, very young, before my voice breaks, boy's voice, or a girl's voice.
Yeah.
And he looks like his voice has broken and he's hit puberty.
Right.
You know, so it's weird.
Yeah.
In that sense.
Well, that
and it's weirder if it's a kid, if it's actually like what it sounds like, and they got him in there to lip sync it and put the thing on his, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And turned him into the star of the video. That's even weirder, and I would want to know what the story is there.
Yeah. Absolutely. I don't know. Those vocals definitely aren't unprocessed either way.
And if you think that if he is the person that did it and he sounds like that, why would he expose himself while he sounds like that? Wouldn't you do much, much better if you just got like a cartoon persona to sing the whole thing? Since it's 40% animated anyway, just go all the way. You know what I'm saying? Turn yourself totally into like something else and then let people's imaginations let it be what it is.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's a weird move. That is like just concurrently establishing and demolishing expectations as you go.
Yeah.
As far as the song goes, it's kind of garbage.
It's pretty hot trash. But do you know about like hyperpop at all? A little bit.
Yeah.
You've heard 100 Gex, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like what this. Kind of, that's the loose umbrella that this falls under.
This isn't quite as obnoxious as what I was thinking it was going to be when you said it was hyperpop.
Right.
But it does fall into that totally
like
Southeast Asian pop sounding thing.
Yeah.
You know, which I don't hate. I don't have like excess amount of hate for that. Yeah. You know, and so it didn't like overly like ruffle my feathers in the way that like I think Patty kind of presented it as going to.
But some of the lyrical content, man. Okay, boomer, I'm too lazy. Like, it's just like, I mean, that's pretty.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, my lyrical expectations for new music at this point, Spenny.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, dude.
No, that's true. That's fair.
I mean, it kind of lines up.
That's fair. You're already fully fucking. It's not that much different than low expectations.
Let's save the world with Justin Bieber and
Lil Dicky. I mean, that's terrible, I think, in a different way,
right,
but still
right.
definitely terrible. But this is kind of like the kid, you know, is like, it just seems like a manufactured, like, what do kids say? Like, okay, boomer, like, get out of here. I'm rising up like a boner.
Yeah.
You know, like a bon. And there's something so weird with, and maybe I'm too fucking, I'm off
it's
the deep
end. It's
designed
to go viral.
Well, it's designed to go viral, but it also is a pretty hard mix between kid shit and sex shit.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
The
yeah,
song,
for sure.
The dicks.
Yeah,
there's dicks everywhere in it, and it sounds like a kid. And it's like, bing, bong, boom, bong. I'm like a boner, hard like a boner. You know, and it's funny.
That's it. I mean, that's what hyper pop. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Because it is almost like an erotic Disney channel. That's kind of where pop is moving to.
That's what hyper
pop is. It sounds
like
the Disney radio songs, but it's all about dicks.
Right. And it's all a bunch of like furries making it, you know.
Wow.
And like internet, like these just. Deep raised by the internet kids, like, you know,
and that's why I think that you know, God removed Sodom and Gomorrah for stuff like
right.
for
just
stuff
wiped
along
it off the earth,
for stuff along those lines. Yep. I mean, I think civilizations have been punished punished by immortal beings for that sort of thing before.
Yeah,
so that's gonna be good.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. Like, that's kind of where pop music is moving. Because that last Nicki Minaj and Little Creepy, what's his name?
Little Creepy, fucking 6ix9ine, Tekashi.
6ix9ine, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's like for kids, yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's weird. It was like a Sesame Street with like a bunch of boob and butts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, a Muppet could have walked across the stage in that fucking video, and you would have been like, oh, yeah, look, there's a Muppet.
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't have been like at all, like it would not have been placed at all. Big Bird could have just come in and just fucking started twerking, and you'd have been like, okay.
Yeah.
That's where Big Bird lives, is
these
probably right there.
These fucking creeps out here, man. These fucking creeps making music and entertainment. I don't know. I don't know if I'm off the deep end on this one, but it just seems to be like a reoccurring thing of like the
kids. Well, it's kind of a thing that was built into rock and roll, and that's what made people nervous about rock and roll, is that when you have something that relies on offending the older generation in order to generate its coolness, as that works its way through a society, you have to get increasingly more extreme to piss off the previous rock and roll generations.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
Yeah. And it's happening. This is like the third rock and roll generation, or maybe fourth, depending. And I think it's probably fourth, because you're young and getting disgusted. So like that means that you're like the end of the third one. You know? So like it's probably the fourth generation, and they're combining the Disney radio with pornography. And that's like something that you're like thought was kind of off limits when you were like coming up.
Yeah, I guess it did. Well,
so that's how they're getting you, and they'll come up with even worse things. They'll come up with even worse things
for sure. Yeah, but what if it's no, you're right, that's the Occam's razor. That's the better,
and that's
more
the
simple
thing, because he is old enough to be like singing a song about boners. He looks like he is. Maybe that's why they put him in there, because if you didn't, you think, oh, this is a little kid singing a song about boners,
right? Totally.
And that's probably illegal. We better call somebody.
Okay,
but if you see him do it, you're like, okay, he's probably manipulated his voice, but he is old enough to be singing about boners,
right?
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's possible he's just doing it. Yeah, I mean, it's a great internet marketing campaign for sure.
Yeah,
and I know at this point it's like nothing's off limits, and this is just gonna rile people up, and I get all that, but I'm always like, when I see stuff like this, I'm like, who, how aware, like, what's the angle they're coming from? Because that's just my question, is like, are they coming from this will ruffle some feathers,
yeah,
right? Or are they coming from sincere, like, I just love, like, anime and animations, and well, I love, like, I'm a kid still,
both,
you know?
Both. Because it's like you, when you were a younger person, where you're like, mm-hmm, I just love death metal and all this shit.
Right.
And I am not self-aware enough to know that the reason that I really love it as much as I love it is because, right, all of the concerned looks I get from people when they hear me listening to it.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes me feel like I'm a rebel and all this other things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
for sure.
So, like, that's what they enjoy, is, like, this disgust, sort of, like, I don't get it from, like, oh, it's our thing.
Hmm.
You know?
I don't know about, yeah, I guess it does feel good, you know?
Well, I mean, that gives you something, us against the world, which is, yeah, a huge part, yeah, of, like, American youth needs as, yeah, far as, like, identity goes.
Right.
And this is like one of those things that fits into that whole sort of thing. Mm-hmm. They're desperate to find things that will set them apart, and then they can find their tribe and war against the man.
Right, right.
Because,
right,
that's the archetype that, right, they've been told to believe in,
right,
in every
until they become the man.
Right.
Slowly.
Right. But they don't ever want to do that. They don't, right, ever want to become a man, the man.
Right.
We're dealing with that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we don't want to become the man.
Yeah, I mean, we've got, like, people that are actually the man, mm-hmm, encouraging people to burn down the place that they live.
Right.
Oh, I live here, and I'm supporting the mob that arrives at my house, mm-hmm, regularly and tries to get in.
Yeah, go for it.
Or destroys things on my street.
Try not to break the... Oh, okay, he broke it. But just, you know, take what you want, and then if,
yeah,
you could just... Okay, never mind. I'm white-splaining again. I'm sorry.
It's just odd.
Yeah.
You know, it's just odd.
Yeah, for sure.
Where you get people like Ted Wheeler, where people are coming to his house to fucking whatever they could do if they got a hold of him. Who knows?
Yeah.
Didn't he get punched in the face,
yeah,
again?
He got punched. Wait, was it again?
We got punched once. I think he got punched again just recently.
No, he did at, like, a restaurant or something,
yeah,
right?
He,
yeah,
he was eating outside or something, and somebody came by and punched him.
You fucking dick, Ted! you're the reason why, Ted!
Yeah,
he's
and he's still, and they still, like, kind of in that thing where he has to appease the people that hate him as,
right,
well as piss off the people that...
Sucks.
Yeah,
man.
It's weird. It's weird just for that, like, I can't be the man thing.
Right.
I think that's kind of fitting into it, where you, mm-hmm, just can't not almost be against yourself.
Yeah. Like, I'm not the man, man.
Right. Even though you are
the
man.
Man.
Even though
mayor.
You're constantly being the man.
Yeah.
And people are like that. You know, like, they are totally from a culture of,
mm-hmm,
being the man,
mm-hmm,
and the power people in a culture, and they totally... are operating in that system, but they, mm-hmm, refuse to acknowledge any,
yeah,
of that.
Yeah.
By being so hysterical about the few things they can identify in their soft, fat existence that may, yeah, potentially give them some trouble at some point.
Right.
Those things are trying to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
A nasty look means that you want them dead. It's weird.
Yeah, and just shake their entire day. And the lady at Fred Meyer's.
It takes so
little. She told me to.
I know from personal experience, it takes so little,
yeah,
to send them into a spiral that destroys them for a month.
Yeah. I think that's true, but I think at least now, like, everybody's there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
A lot of people are the dude. I feel like a lot of people are there as far as, like, you have. We're also, like, interaction starved. It's like one thing when it's like your circle that you see or whatever,
yeah,
but then it's like if you have some sort of a shitty interaction with some shitty person somewhere, like a random stranger, it just feels like
way more impactful.
Yeah, it feels way more impactful now just because that was like 1/5 of your interaction for the day or whatever. Yeah. You know, for some people, it was like, you know, the one time they went outside or whatever. You know, and then I think they're under socialized.
That's probably true. Yeah.
Which, but it's the same for the generational thing, that under socialization, they're on the computers already. They're already doing the quarantine thing.
Yeah, I guess that's it. I mean, maybe I've just been so socialized over my whole life that it still doesn't hit me like a nasty person at the store or something like.
I get
pissed for a minute and then I'm totally.
You've got a thick skin.
Fine.
Yeah, you've got thick skin. You know, with.
But I guess that's true. Like if you don't have as much,
you start to like it. I don't know, the muscles start to relax or whatever. It's like some atrophy.
The calluses go away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like someone I know tried to go to the pharmacy today and they didn't have her prescription and it like ruined her whole day. You know what I mean? No.
Somebody that you know. Well, I hope that somebody feels better.
No, they're fine. They're fine. But that's not a good example. She's going through some shit. But I mean, like.
But it's just like frustrating. And then they're like, oh, that'll be the thing that I'm going to like fucking allow this whole day to go off the rails and be a bad one.
Exactly.
Right. No, there is like a thing that like there is just like, I'm just going to let this day be bad, you know. And I do kind of circle the wagons and chill, but I try to always do like something that'll be fun and good while I'm doing that rather than just be in a bad mood.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just always am like, I'm going to do this thing that I try to enjoy to not be in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Rather than just stew.
Just sit. And like...
Yeah. I don't know. I guess that there are folks that don't feel like that mental control. You know, like I feel like they don't feel like they can try to quiet their minds. They have to like process that.
Right.
You know. And that'd be horrible because I know I've been at times that that's been the case with me. You know, when people like that I care about pass away or like bad things happen or like just recently this last week, there are times that you're going to think about the thing that is not doing you any good, whether it helps you or whether it doesn't help you to think about it, you know, and to turn that off completely is impossible. But to be that way about a nasty pharmacist for more than just a minute or two, you know, like is horrifying to me.
Yeah.
You know, like they're great. They're really strong that they get up and put on clothes. And you know, in the you know what I'm saying? It's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, like for example, like another somebody that I know, I can't imagine. Do you know what I mean? I can't imagine. That would require, like, if it's truly, if it's not, like, a good chunk of horse bullshit, you know, just the complaining and all, like, but if it is really as sensitive as it says that it is about everything, like, oh, my God, dude.
I would just never. I would
that's like
be
being,
in
like,
bed.
Boy in the bubble and not having a bubble. You know, like, that's horrible.
Yeah, it is horrible. Yeah.
To imagine.
Yeah.
So, I mean, no, fucking all the love going out to that. Like, yeah, thank you for keeping it together as well as it works. You know what I'm saying? If that's the case. If that's the case. Yeah.
Keep on fighting out there since.
But you ever
people.
Get the impression that the people like experience exactly the same thing that you experience and like when you go, oh, you know, that kind of bums me out, you know, like they take it and they just they're equally bummed, but they just totally like go at it and explain it to the world and behave in a way that is like totally different than the way that you behave. But it's like the emotional impact is no different.
Huh. Yeah. You're probably right. I don't know.
You know, like there are people that watch the thing in the Capitol, right? And they're freaked the fuck out by it. You know what I'm saying? But they never cared to like go and like learn more about it or, you know, any of that sort of stuff. They just choose to be like that moment that they first saw like the thing going on. They get all freaked out and that's what they go on for like the next week.
Right.
And there's no more engagement with the actual material to learn more about it.
Right.
Where you're like, wow, that's crazy. You know, you're like, oh, I don't have time to like, or the mental stability to look at it now. But before I really develop my opinion, I'm going to figure out more things about it. You know, I'm not just going to go off that initial, like, wow, look at that buffalo storming the fucking Senate. You know,
he's talking about third eyes.
Right. But some people I don't think are, like, capable of, like, of that.
Yeah, no, it's true. Yeah. It's true. No, I do. Fuck, man. If I was, you know, I there's just different kinds of people, because I bet the kind of people who process, you know, the things over a longer period of time, or, like, you know, do it right away, you know, like, especially with, like, mourning and stuff like that, like, you know, Summer's been doing all this crying because of the cat.
Well, she'll be over it.
Right.
Before you.
No, she's, like, starting to...
You're going to carry that cat around. You'll carry that cat around for the rest of your life.
I'll see another cat that looks like, and I'll be like...
I'm the same way. It's like the special someone I was telling you about a little bit a while ago. Like, she is already, like, done.
Right.
You know, she's been getting done for a while.
Right.
You know, where I'm just like, oh, you know, whatever. You know, like, I'm just like, it's weird, you know, but, like, it's just weird how people process things. I don't know which one is better.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Where I don't, like, I can just, like, it's either 100% or nothing for some people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when it's nothing, it's truly nothing. But with me, it's never truly nothing.
Right. No. I think
never truly 100% either.
Yeah.
So it's weird.
That is weird. Emotions are fucking weird.
Yeah.
But we survive. Survive with them. Listen to our episode about emotions. I forgot we did that.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We did.
I need to listen to it, too, because I forgot what we talked about.
Oh, I kind of remember some of the stuff, but it was, you know, whether we need them. Are they good or not? Like, could you, if you could get rid of them, would you, kind of a thing.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. I remember that. Speaking of emotions, can you divorce your critical mind from them to give us a hit or shit evaluation of the last musical track that we just listened to, Spencer?
Yeah, thanks for bringing it home. I forgot about it, luckily. I mean, man, I do think it's deep, deep doo-doo.
Yeah.
I do. And I'm trying to think of, like, reasons.
Well, we're just doing the song, right? We're not doing we're not including the visuals in this. This is just going
to
be
this is just the song. Yeah. I think the visuals were there just to help us through, to help us listen actually to the, you know what I mean? Because otherwise it would have been real, real, real hard. I mean, it's one of those where it's like, it's successful at what it aims to do, which is like piss off boomers, which at this point, boomer is anyone who's like 21 and over.
Right.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. That's a boomer, you fucking old head, you know?
Right.
And so if they want to do that, then that's what this is going to do, you know? And like you said, create their own little niche, and everyone, like, we're all cringing. Like, I'm just cringing for you. Like you're like the theater nerd, but someone gave you a budget and they should have, but they did. They did a really good job with the whole thing. That's the thing. It's all very, very well crafted to a point of, like, suspicion, you know, to where I'm like, and that, so then it goes back around to being a bad thing. It's too good. It's too clean. So it's fucking dog shit. What's the lowest shit we have?
I don't remember what it was. Splatter.
I think that's a splatter. That's a bull slapper.
Really gonna go
right
all the way down. See, I'm not that hateful on it. I don't feel like it's special enough to be a splatter.
I riled myself up a little bit.
I did. It's kind of fun. But I mean, I think I'm just gonna go flat shit on it. You know, like, because it's not like a specially, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't think of the melody. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not stuck with me. You know, it's kind of all gone now.
But that makes it worse, right? That's a
no. It would be worse
shittier.
If it was a bad melody that, like, you
stuck
with
you.
That would make
you're
it
right,
more
you're right, you're
awful.
Right.
You know,
a song like that,
kind of like some of that Little Dicky stuff.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, that's a really good example. And then, fucking. The Paul McCartney Christmas song.
Right there. There you go. See, that's another level.
Yeah.
But this is just so, like, I don't know. It's just,
it's kind of entertaining, honestly. I mean, in a way where it's like a cringe. Like, we're watching it like a cringe video. Do you ever watch those cringe compilations where you're just like, oh, God. Like, are you kidding? You laugh, you know, and you're just like, how did this happen?
It's not quite like that though. It's not successful and totally in the cringe in the sense that like you feel like there's other shitty people that are going to be really into it. No, it's just shitty.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like a bad thing that other bad people are going to really enjoy and they're going to make more of it.
Yeah, yeah. It's shitty.
And that this makes it just full on shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I'm at with it.
Yeah.
Doesn't fill me with hope for the future, Spenny.
But hey, you know what? This premiered on December 21st. Only 41,000 views so far.
Oh, well, that's not much.
That's not much.
Oh, we're really shitting on some poor kid that really doesn't deserve it. I thought this was like some up-and-comer sort of thing.
I mean, he is an up-and-comer.
Well, we'll see how many listens it has on Spotify.
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah. But still probably not very many if that's all he has on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, Hyperpop still really, I mean, it does not have that. I don't even think it's on Spotify yet. Yeah, it's not. Oh, wait, yeah, it is. Here it is. 328,000.
Oh, poor kid, dude. Fuck. We're shitting on some kid.
What? Why is that bad?
We're shitting on some kid.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he is just some kid, but I mean, oh, yeah, now I see him.
I don't think it's a corporate plan, dude.
No, I don't think it is a corporate plan. Yeah.
Ah, damn. Fuck, I feel like a heel now. Yeah, oh, well, it's still, like, everything I say is, like, what it is. You know what I mean, I guess. But I thought it was some sort of, like, corporate takeover. You're still making porn to Disney radio music, dude. Yeah. And that's problematic for me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, stay in school.
No, I bet he's doing fine. He's got 292 monthly listeners, 1,000 monthly listeners. So he's on the up and come. But he is, it looks like, just a kid. You know, just get it. And it looks like it's all in very much like good fun, kind of like cringe. I don't know. It's just, it's like this new school thing. And, you know, like they say, maybe the things you hate the most sometimes become the things that you love. So we'll see.
I kind of doubt that's what's going to happen here. Yeah. But maybe, you know, I'm open to loving new things, I guess.
Yeah.
That's always positive.
Yep. Me too.
Well, speaking of loving things, new things, you don't want anything to do with that, everybody. You just want to keep on loving.
Right,
it discuss the universe and all that time-tested stuff that you do.
That
affords you time to tune into our podcast regularly. Mm-hmm. We enjoy your lifestyle because we're part of it, and we encourage you to continue enjoying us and our latency. Yeah. Because I'm getting a whole bunch of latency right now.
It's because I open Spotify. Sometimes it just fucking...
Okay. Then it just went away, it seemed like. So, that was some technical... We like to include our technical difficulties.
It's the whole shebang.
That's why you're going to get on Patreon and give us $5 a month. Because we're giving you behind the scenes, in front of the scenes.
Ooh, yeah, BTS. That's
all the scenes. We're getting...
All the scenes.
You're getting all of it.
You get the cum shot. You get the whole
fucking... wonderful.
We love you guys.
Yeah. And we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.